This is Montana Public Radio. I'm Bo Baker. A third annual Women's March is happening tomorrow in cities across the country, but events scheduled in Missoula and Kalispell are steering clear of the National March's agenda. Maxine Spire has more.
Lauren Small Rodriguez is one of the organizers of an entirely Native-led vigil for missing and murdered Indigenous women taking place tomorrow in Missoula.
Really, the priority is hearing the voices of the mothers, the aunties, the grandmothers, the sisters of those who have been, murdered in horrendous, horrendous crimes.
Small Rodriguez is a Northern Cheyenne woman from Lame Deer, where the body of 14-year-old Henny Scott, a local high school freshman, was found in December. Scott was one of over a dozen Indigenous women or girls who went missing in Montana last year alone. Saturday's vigil will take place on the Oval at the University of Montana at noon. Volunteers will hand out candles, and scheduled speakers include tribal leaders, investigators, and families of victims.
We are just asking everyone to please be a part of it, to please attend, to listen to these stories, to be educated on what steps can we take, who can we call, what can we do, where do we travel.
Also at noon on Saturday, a women's march is taking place at Depot Park in Kalispell. Last year's inaugural Kalispell Women's March drew a crowd of about 500. This year, they're hoping for a bigger turnout and have added food vendors and music. They also plan to draw attention to the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Quinn Shirley, an event spokesperson, says even though the Kalispell March has stepped away from the National Women's March, some people still view it as an anti-Trump event, and there are concerns about a potential counter-rally in Kalispell.
It's really hard for me to sit there and listen to people say how much they're against it when we're going to be having a conversation about murdered and missing Indigenous women. So what part of activism for missing and murdered Indigenous women are you against? What part of making lives easier and better for LGBT flathead youth are you against?
For more information on Missoula's vigil and the Kalispell Women's March, visit our website at mtpr.org. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.